Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and happy Valentine's Day. What are you going to be eating today? Anything special for Valentine's Day? Lots of candy, maybe a prime rib, you know, the whole way from something really basic to something really special. Maybe there's some special champagne. Are you going to celebrate with food, or is Valentine's Day just another day in terms of food? Well, I want to talk about food today, and not nutritional value, but safety. Now, usually we talk about food safety, you know, when it's Thanksgiving time, you don't leave the food on the table too long, especially picnic time when you're outside in the heat and so on. But we need to sort of be aware, not sort of, we need to be aware of some things all year long related to food safety. And the first thing I wanted to just mention, saw a list the other day, they titled it The 14 Most Dangerous Foods. And I'm going, oh, well, part of that was to get my attention. But there were some things in there that we really do need to pay attention to. But the first thing on the list surprised me. Hot dogs. I'm going, okay, so what's so dangerous about hot dogs? Well, probably not so much if you're an adult and can swallow appropriately, but if you're 3 or younger, most of the choking incidents and injuries related to 3 years and under have been caused by hot dogs because of the shape and if they're not cut up. So if little kids are going to eat hot dogs, they really need to be cut up in little pieces so they can get swallowed. So hot dogs on the list for 3-year-olds and younger, or for people might have swallowing problems. Another common kind of one that some people might think about are those green potatoes. You know, you have a sack of potatoes, and especially if you've had them for a little while, and if they've not kept in the dark, or if you've harvested them from outside and they've had sun exposure, well, there may be some green areas on them. Well, it's okay to eat the potato if you cut those green areas away. Those green areas do indicate that it's been a chemical change, which could be toxic. You know, you're not going to die immediately, but just to be safe, cut away the green spots. And if the potato is green all the way around, that's one of those times to get rid of it, junk it. But otherwise, it's safe just to go ahead and cut off those green spots, and the rest of the potato will be fine. One that I thought was interesting, true but interesting, rhubarb. Well, it's not quite rhubarb time yet, but rhubarb leaves are poisonous, are toxic. Most usually we just cut those tops off and get rid of them. I don't know, there might be somebody who think, well, that's green, I could cook those and use those as greens. No, don't do that. But that's a really negative side. On the positive side, you'd have to eat about 10 pounds of them to really kill you. So just know that rhubarb leaves are toxic. So raw oysters. You know, I was just visiting with people the other night about, you know, some people love raw oysters. Well, raw oysters, along with some other shellfish, remember that in the ocean, their bodies are circulating all that ocean water. And who knows, especially as time goes on, it seems like there's more and more mercury and other chemicals in the ocean. And some of that, well, of course, will be in the body of the oyster. If they're cooked, not so much so with some of the bacteria and so on, in terms of mercury, and that also applies to tuna, just don't make a diet of them, because there probably will be some mercury in them. If you don't eat them every day, not a problem. Well, a basic, and you've heard this, basic rule to keep food safe is to keep it either hot or cold if there's any chance of bacteria growing on it. And what's hot? 140 degrees or hotter. And what's cold? 40 degrees or colder. And our refrigerators should be set at 40 degrees or a little bit colder. So if it needs to be cold, the refrigerator Well, in the last few days, you might set it outside the door. Not recommended, but keep that food 40 degrees or colder. And again, if it's to be hot, it needs to be kept at that temperature of 140 degrees or warmer. And in between there, not exposed to temperatures between 40 and 140 for more than 2 hours. 2 hours. So that's you'll see some variation, but that's a long-term standing basic guideline. No more than 2 hours for food that might grow bacteria. You know, you can leave a plain old loaf of bread out there and it's just going to get dry, but bacteria isn't going to grow on it. So foods that might grow bacteria, that's a lot of cooked foods as well as meats, chicken, eggs, cream cheese, a whole lot of things where the bacteria love to grow, no more than 2 hours either between that 40 and 140 degrees. Well, some people kind of believe the sniff test works. If it doesn't smell bad, it must still be safe to eat. And for some bacteria, that's true, but there are also some other bacteria that it doesn't matter. It doesn't create an odor. So don't rely on your nose or your eyes to detect harmful bacteria. If it hasn't met those 2 hours between those two times, it should go away. What about that information on the label that says best if used by or enjoy by or an expiration date? Is food safe after that date? Yes. For the most part, it is. It's just think about best if, because the quality may start to go downhill after that time. So for most everything, canned goods, vegetables, almost anything, you can use it after that date. Again, if it's been kept cold or certainly not out in the heat. So that's a pretty good kind of thing to take a look at. But, you know, I've had some canned goods, some specialty canned goods. Oh, they were 2 years out of date. Yeah, I used them. No problem. They were canned. They were sealed. The can was fine. You know, if the can had been bulged, that'd been another kind of sign that not to be used. But they're still safe. What about if you've had some leftovers, some meat or that sort of thing? You've had them left over and maybe they've been sitting out on the counter for more than that 2 hours. Can't you just put them in the fridge then and then reheat them? Well, again, reheating might kill off some of the bacteria, but things like staph and Clostridium perfringens produce toxins that are resistant to heat. So, no, not the best thing to do if it's been standing out for more than those 2 hours outside of those temperatures. What about using your slow cooker to put frozen food in it? I know that there are some instructions that say that's just fine. Go ahead and put a piece of frozen meat in that slow cooker. It'll be fine. Probably not a good idea. It would be an exception for that to be a good idea. Best to use something that has been thawed or almost, you know, all the way through, because it could sit in that slow cooker for more than those 2 hours at that in-between temperature, and the bacteria is just having a heyday. So either use a slow cooker that automatically switches to warm after the food is cooked, not one of those where you can have a delayed start, or just be sure when you put the food in there that it is already thawed. What about refreezing thawed raw meat? You have a piece of meat that you didn't use all of it, or oops, your plans changed. Well, if it's been in the refrigerator thawing and it's now not thawed, or it's now thawed, you can go ahead and put it back in the freezer. If it's been sitting out on the counter or you thawed it in some other way, not so much so. Go ahead and cook it before you freeze it. And one thing that's not a food that you eat, but something that really affects a lot of the food because it's something you use in your kitchen, that's those sponges. Sponges are best to be replaced about every 2 weeks. But another thing to do is to put them in the microwave, a damp sponge in the microwave for a couple minutes every day. We'd make sure that sponge doesn't carry a lot of material with it. So until next time, here's my bottom line to keep you healthy, whether it's food or other things. Remember, our hands carry all the bacteria. Keep your hands below your chin.